this year, I wanted to help God out again. God scattered that one. And then the annoying thing is that you have men. There's one man this year, beginning of this year, who I knew years ago. We all used to be in church together, everything together. We were there together with me. He didn't marry me. He saw some other person. We're at his marriage. We're at his wedding. Then all of a sudden, whether it is, you know, see, men will think that, okay, because for some women, they are desperate. Mm-hmm. Some women are desperate, so they will actually give you. So, okay, you are a Christian, I'm a Christian. And this man came. I said, but you're married. He said, so what? My wife is in America. I told him, I said, I do not want to go and poach in another woman's garden. And what is this, that? He practically quarreled with me. I said, see, Mr. Trouble. I said, I won't do it. Not by force. Mm-hmm. Early this year. That one just felt that because, and I asked him, I said, boy, do you know I love you? Love you. I said, love you what? Well, you saw me years ago, before you got married to your wife, you didn't remember to tell me that you love me then. Yeah. Because your wife is in America, but it didn't scratch you. You now decide that, man, I love you. No, it doesn't work like that. Wow. I know, but I always tell people that God knows how to arrange a person's life. Yeah. And so what happened, of all places, you know, when I first knew I was going to get married, the first person I told was my pastor. And when I mentioned where we met, we now decided, I told him, I said, okay, look, when they ask, where did you meet, I tell that we're introduced by a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And who is the mutual friend? Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my God. So this was you, this was what you were telling your pastor.
No, when I knew I was going to get married, and okay. I told him, I said, I mentioned that where we met.
Okay, so you knew your pastor would not be in support of it?
No, he didn't. No, not that it was. No, it was like, No, when I was going to tell my pastor, very interesting, because I wanted to see, I wasn't in town. And I called him, I said, I want to have a video call with you. Okay. So when he now called, he was lying now, reclining. I said, I'm getting married though. He now stood up. I just wanted to see his reaction. Because even though I was giving up on me, I still had people then who hadn't given up on me. Mm-hmm. My younger sister, only sister, for one, she never gave up one day. I have a cousin in America. She never gave up one day. I have another friend. So I think the prayers of those people, they really worked.
Was there a time you were disappointed in God? Was there a time you felt like, God, you know, why are you doing this to me?
Yes, now. And then at times I would cry, and when I'm crying, I would read passages of the Bible that would make me cry. I mean, that I'm crying, I'm praying those Bible. God, you said so in your word. You said so in your word. You said so. I don't think I ever got to a point of asking why me, but I just asked why, where? So, and then, like I used to tell people, I started confessing sins I did not commit. I said, Father, if it is this I did, forgive me. But please, do this one for me. Yeah. Take away this shame. Yeah. Take away this reproach. Mm. Because it was real reproach. Even younger cousins will look down on you because you just say, well, you not get husband, you not get picking. You know?
But who treats you worse in things like, is it male or female? I'm talking about now, maybe close family, close friends.
I think more female than male. Male, what they do, what male do, the males they do. Okay, I'm 64. You see a 40-year-old boy, one is for you, come and talk. In fact, there was one that happened to me once that I just came into Lagos, and I wanted to buy a modem. So I said, okay, let me go and check Airtel, whatever, and I was working on it, and then there was this young man, he drove past. I didn't really notice. Then he turned around because he had to go. And he stopped. I was walking the opposite direction. And then he now says, can I give you a ride? I said, thank you very much. We'll see where I'm going. It's not far. Then he now goes, can I get to know you? I said, young man, I'm 60 plus. Then I walked away and left him. I didn't even give. Because when you see, you can see that guy that if I started having children, he would have been like my first son. Wow. And then you're telling me, you know, these days, I don't hesitate. Before I used to hide my age, you say, you're getting ready. I don't hide my age. Because I got back, hang it. I'm already set. I think it was about 60. So I said, I'm 63. Mama said, you just threw the thing open. I said, yes, now. Am I not 63? Why should I hide it?
But it seems you were still having a lot of demand, which is not a bad thing.
Which is not a bad thing.
I don't think it's every 6-something-year-old that are getting attention at all.
The attention is because you know that Nigerian young men, they are adventurous. So I don't know whether it is the demand or the excitement of, oh, she's 63. Let us go and see what a 63-year-old woman will be like. I don't know. Anyway, but there could also be the demand too.
Yes.
I remember telling another funny one that happened. These ones, they were not even in that. These ones, if they're too old, self, they may have been, if they were there up to 20. So I was just on the street where I was living. I was coming out with my neighbor or something. One of the young got his camera ready. And as we're passing a selfie, I wanted to take it. I said, come on, you're crazy. And I think it was my neighbor. I said, come on, get away. Small boy, young boy, just saw me coming. It's not like I was dressed seductively or anything, because me, you see me, I dress. I mean, I know I wear. And but I was amused actually to tell me this. I said, look at this child. It's not even coming. He just set his camera. You know that one as you're coming, so that you take a snapshot of. Yeah. My neighbor chased him away. So that one. So maybe you're right. The way you say, maybe the and demand.
I think because you seem to have handled the whole thing well. So you still have a cheerful and happy disposition. So that makes you still, because you look good for, you know, 64.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because a lot of people, especially with what you went through then, the way it will tell on them, they will be maybe very sad, very depressed, and they will look now age faster.
Yes.
And they will definitely not be getting young men chasing.
Yeah, because like I told you, from what I heard, I was determined that I want to be happy in my marriage, so let me be happy as a single woman.
Important.
That's what from Pastor Bimbo, God rest her soul. I want to be happy, because she said, if you are unhappy as a single, you'll be unhappy as a married woman. Yeah. If you are happy as a single person, you'll be happy as a married person. Because marriage is really not a panacea for loneliness. It's not a panacea for unhappiness, sadness. Marriage is a whole new ball game. And that's why I was saying, one of my ex schoolmates from Abraka was saying, Amena, because after he listened to the BBC interview, he said, I didn't know you were going through all of that too. How come? I said, well, I made up my mind I was going to be happy. It's not like I did not cry. I can tell you I wet my pillow countless times. But then I come out to face the world with a bright, sunny disposition, because nobody can know. I know, and there are things that say where you say you shouldn't let them, you smile, you shouldn't let people know what is going on in your life.
Okay, so how did you meet your husband?
I suddenly noticed that somebody was just liking my post on Zuckerville. He was just liking my post on Zuckerville. And then I looked at the name. I said, okay, I thought it was Isoko then, because I am Isoko. So I called and I said, okay, it was an Isoko man. And of course, I did ghosting. I went to his page to go and check, who is this man? Because when men like my post, I go and check.
Yes.
Who are they? If I see that this one is married.
Married, This
one did not even put any relationship status, so I said, okay, let me go. I now checked his photographs. I saw, because his daughter got married last year. If a girl is getting married and her mother and father are there, you know that there's the mother and father there. But the father, yes, okay, this is the father. But I didn't say anything like that. I said, okay. Anyway, Shebi is just, let's continue chatting. And I would say some things, and he made sure he always commented on any post.
He has moves, though. These are really serious moves of young people. He slid into this. Are you telling me?
So after some time, I said, I think he said something once on one of my posts, and I asked a question, and he didn't respond. I don't know whether I was the one who went to his messenger or he went to my own messenger. Mm. But anyway, we started chatting on messenger. And then when we chat on messenger, after some time, I said that this man wanted to do more than messenger. So I said, and I asked him, I took the root approach.
Yes.
I said, would you want to call me? It took some time before I said yes, so I gave him my phone number. I didn't hear from him. I said, oh, this one don't run. And then I think like a day or two after, he now called. And then we started chatting now on WhatsApp. My brother Fred always was asking me, so which day did he propose? When did he propose? Which was the day of the proposal? You know, some of this is some women that they have the date. So he proposed on a particular day, went on bended knee. No, Pastor Ben did not go on bended knee. he proposed, but because it was immediately, apparently he knew what he wanted. He knew what he wanted. So he asked the question, are you ready to commit? I'm summarizing, I can't remember exactly, but something like that. Are you ready to commit your life or want to live with somebody who has dreams and is a dreamer, but the dreams, they always come to pass? I said, yes. And I didn't hesitate, I said, yes. He didn't thought maybe this girl not understand what I talk. He now repeated another way, then I now put 100%. Yes. And then we started chatting. We started chatting and everything. And then there was one day we chatted till well past midnight. Chatted. And guess what? That night, I had a dream again of this same fellow trying to get crash.
But it was this same particular person?
No, it always comes with different. But luckily for me, just at the point in time, and usually, so when he was trying to come in, some children just opened the door, and then I woke up. I said, oh God, not again. I like this man now, not again. So when I woke up in the morning, I now called one of my friends. She's a redeemed pastor also. And I told her everything. She just said, don't worry, we're praying with you. So I started praying. So I now called my younger sister. I said, hello, I want you and your friend Ola to be my Aaron and Hur. I need you girls to hold me. I know you'll be praying, but I need you girls to hold me up in prayers. And so they started praying with me. Then at that point in time, we were going for our reunion. I told you that my friends from way back from the college vacation, we had formed a WhatsApp group like 2 years back, and we said we wanted to have a grand reunion because most of us hadn't seen ourselves in over 40 years. And we're going for the reunion, grand reunion in July in Abraka. But before this time, I have a friend, God bless her. She's such a wonderful woman, and she lives both in Port Harcourt and Lagos. Why does she live both in Port Harcourt and Lagos? Because they used to live in Port Harcourt before they moved to Lagos, but they still have to maintain their house so front. And most of her friends are in Port Harcourt. So when she's traveling, I go with her. You know, as a single woman, nothing to do. I follow her and I go. And so now the next thing we show that, okay, yes, we're talking about how do we see, how do we meet? I said, okay, I'm coming to Port Harcourt because we have a grand reunion in Abraka. So you have a choice, either Abraka or Port Harcourt, because he lives in Warri. And then I get to Port Harcourt, and all of a sudden, this man starts asking me some kind questions. How can you, a full-grown woman, leave your business in Lagos? I say, my friend, I'm 63. I mean, that's a retiree age.
Yeah.
And it was questions. No, but you leave your business. I say, my business, I'm a writer. I do my business on phone. Yeah. I began to sense that some people are talking to this man. Then one day when he continued, I tell him, I say, bros, you said that the distance from Bori to Lagos is too far. Now I've come closer. Are you asking me a question, my friend? If you cannot come to Port Harcourt, come to Abraka to see me. If you don't see, if you see me and you don't like me, to God be the glory. And then when I'm talking about my friends, who is this woman you're staying with? And what does she do? Why is she in Port Harcourt? Why is she not where? Questions, questions upon questions. Apparently, I was sensing that there are some people from behind, you know, and which you will later find out to be true, of course, now, you know, pastors and their pastor friends. And when I described my friend Ebu, he would say, it's your rich friends, all these big people that you are moving with, He said, but you know, God has a wonderful sense of humor. He was already, I don't know what it was, but when he mentioned to his friends that the woman she says is in GRA, Port Harcourt, you know. So we now said, okay, we'll meet at the reunion. And we spoke on a Sunday. And I was advising him, why don't you come in on a Saturday? Because on Friday, people would have just come in, you know, and Saturday is a good day. The following day, Monday, usual greeting, good morning. Nothing happened. Carrying phone call. This number is not allowed to receive call. I said, sure. All his numbers. Then, I think maybe it was around Wednesday or Thursday. It's like this Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit, man. His phone may have been stolen, which it turned out to be true. And that's when my heart now calmed down. But that's why I just forgot, because I mean, the last time we spoke was that, okay, come to Abraka. And then we, on that Saturday, we had the grand, we had the main conference. We were in Abraka Resort Motel or something like that. And in that place, the network is bad. So what, the only place where you can get good network is the dining area. So we had just finished from there, we just finished lunch. And some of us, a few of us were sitting, women actually were sitting there, and I was backing the entrance. Luckily, because you see, it's good to always keep a friend or so in confidence. So my friend already knew about him, knew that he could come. And when I say God has a wonderful sense of humor, of all the people that he went and asked for me, it's my friend. She was just standing there, of all the people, this same woman that you thought was one big, mighty, rich. You just saw one simple woman. Yeah. Of all the people who want to work. Hello, I'm asking for every man I'm at. And then she goes, yeah, who are you? And then he mentioned, oh, okay. You've arrived, you're welcome.
I'm telling you.
And then she brought him and everything. But you know, women, nosy packers. Everybody, how now? This is open teeth trying to all these different women. Hey man, I don't go get our food eat. That was all. Until one now had pity on us and said, okay, you people should sit on that table and back us. So that was stage one. So apparently, maybe he came, he saw what he liked, and well, let's continue with this. Because that was the thing. I said, come to Abraka, see if you don't like me, let's forget it. Now I said, okay, we'll come and see me in Port Harcourt. Okay. Came to Port Harcourt, saw me, and then of course, now we started talking more. And I started asking him questions. I said, okay, you are a redeemed pastor. What is expected of a wife of a redeemed pastor? I should know anyway. Questions like that when he spoke. And then the day he came, that's why I say it's good to have friends, positive people around you, people who believe in you and who uphold you. So some of my friends were in the house that day, and they were the ones, they saw him, spoke with him. They were the ones who encouraged me. Yes, this is a good man. You go ahead. So he went back. I said, okay, all right. I need to go and see where this man is staying. Mm. And then he fell ill, very sick. I said, Father Lord, you say that because everything, because we had been praying, I had friends who were praying with me. I got to mention that before I left for Port Harcourt, because I went to Port Harcourt first, and then the plan was from Port Harcourt we'll come to Abraka for the reunion. I told my pastor, I'm traveling, and we're going for grand reunion. Then my pastor jokingly said, ah, man, you go there, you go see one man, you will marry. I laughed. And then, as part of the reunion, we had a prayer group. I was part of the prayer group. And for the first time in my life, I joined a prayer group where I had to lead prayers. I'd never done that before, you know. And one of the oldest women who started, they said, God says he's going to reward you or bless you, something like that, something like the fact that God says he's going to reward you or bless you, something like that. So when I knew that this was going to happen, I asked that woman and two women to start praying with me. And they started praying with me. They started praying with me. So it's not like I went into it, bah, you know, because you don't want to make a mistake. If you waited this long, it just has to be a mess. So he fell ill and I had to go, and that was about the period I had to go and see where he was staying. Mm-hmm. Can I stay in this place? Yeah. And I said, okay, please give me directions to your place. I guess because maybe he's been alone for too long and surrounded by men, he forgot that I'm a woman. Mm. So the address came in the middle of the night. And my phone, I check. When you get to DSC roundabout, take Keke to Tokutu Junction. Take Keke. Then when you reach the climb Okada, I say, yay. I say, Father, have I made a mistake? Okada. Do you know I didn't know? I could not sleep again throughout the night. Wow. I said, why am I entering? Am I entering Boko Bush or where? That they were telling me to climb Keke and Okada. I don't enter Okada. Keke, yes, but Okada I do. Yeah. So I now call one of my big brothers in worry. I say, Sio, see what is happening, please. And he said, don't worry, come, I'll take you there. So I got to worry, now collected me, picked me up, waited for me at the park, picked me up, and I was going, we stopped at the market. The man said he was ill. So I bought some things to make pepper soup. And just as we're driving in, and I saw this compound with trees, coconuts planting, I told him, bros, I'm home. I told him, you know, the peace just settled all over me. I said, bros, I'm home. And then we drove in. I mean, the place, people who have come since I got, we call it Garden of Eden. And anyone who comes, I say, do you want to go? Say, no, I want to sit under the coconut tree. Oh, no, I want to sit here. And I just knew in my heart of hearts that this was where I was, is where I am meant to be, because I love nature. I love nature. And I made pepper soup for the man. Do you know that? Pastor Ben. He said that after I ate that soup, I became well.
Straight.
I said, before people go and say, there's one thing that rivers people call it. I said, he said, when I ate that soup, the soup, anyway, the rest is history.
But what qualities did you see in him that made you think, okay, this is better, I'd like to marry this person?
He has a funny sense of humor. He is straightforward. He tells you as it is. He's plain. He's straightforward. And he's what you call a good man. You know, he doesn't, I mean, what he says, if he says this is white, it is white. And I sense some kind of care within him, which I'm experiencing now, so I was not mistaken. And then, of course, what I felt about him being a good man was confirmed by his cousin. We were together in Abraka, so we're back again. So she was able to tell me about him, and she was able to tell him about me. But the fact remains that he's a good man. And even that day we went there, my brother who took me there as he was chatting, they discovered the new mutual friends. And my brother immediately called up one. He's there, but he said, oh, that one is a gentleman. I said, okay, what else am I looking for again? So those were the things. He's an honest person. He's a truthful person. Yes, and he's a creative. He has a creative mind. He has some fantastic creative ideas. He's also a writer like me. And he has a funny sense of humor, like I said. He's a funny person, but you might not know that he's a funny person, but he is a funny person.
So what? So you guys met this year?
Yes.
When this year did you meet?
Physically, July.
Facebookally?
April. So we met physically in July.
Well, Facebookally?
April.
In April.
Yes.
Then, when did you now get married?
October.
Okay, so you met physically April,
yes.
Physically July, and got married October. That's how many months? So 6 months. But July, September, October, that's about 2 months. So how, you guys didn't see the need to do dating?
Bros, the man is 69, I'm 64. The man is 69, I'm 64.
There's no time to waste. So people didn't do premarital counseling.
In fact, everybody kept on saying, you have to do premarital counseling.
Yes.
My friend had to do premarital counseling. That's okay. Say, no, you need to do it. But you see, one thing I realized, you know, he's been on his own for 10 years since his wife passed. I've been on my own like forever. Now, each one of us has been on our own. You've stayed alone and we're no longer young. And you're going to come together. You want that when you come together, it is going to work. And so there is no, like, you know, if we're much younger, I didn't know. You know that there is room for allowance for the other person's weaknesses, because we all have our weaknesses, and okay, mistakes too. But I want to attribute that into the fact that because we've stayed on our own for so long, even though we are set in our own ways, we know that this relationship, we want it to work. And so we are coming like this to meet at a particular place where, okay, like for him, sorry, really hard for your mouth. Me, sorry, really hard for my mouth. Because, I'm sorry. Yes, not like there are no arguments or anything, but I'm sorry. Sorry, really hard for your mouth, really hard for my mouth. Pardon my pidgin English, I'm probably.
Yeah, that's fine. so even at this age, in marriage, people still have things you're apologizing for.
Yes, now.
Wow.
Because you know.
You don't outgrow those kind of things.
No. Yes, now you're a human being. You can step on somebody's toe, not physically step on a toe.
Yes.
You can encroach into a person's, you know, me space, and then we luckily we share the same. I mean, to a great extent, we share same interests. Okay. Same sentiments, for instance. Okay, aside from the fact that I like flowers and everything, of course, he planted plantains, there's scent leaf, water leaf has dried up now, there's bitter leaf, lots of bitter leaf, there's lemongrass, there's pear tree, soursop, there's pawpaw, mango. So, you know, it's like an orchard, oranges and everything. And then these are things I like. And then, before I got married to him, he had been rearing 4 birds. They call them Nuella birds, chicken.
Okay.
Or like one boy say, but daddy, why you not gonna fowl one now? Which one be birds? So, but now, the chickens, they fancy themselves house pets.
Yeah.
They fancy themselves
house pets. They don't know that
there's dental around
for their
neck. When we want to sit and enjoy, they will come around. Because he's forever giving them something. They will look, you see, chicken. When I think one, they'll peck his leg. Yeah. I say, bros, bring something now. So, and I find it so interesting. I call him old MacDonald, Harder Farm. Because you see, when you see the chickens march, at times I don't have my camera to capture them, you see. The chickens, when I say they fancy themselves house pets, we are coming at the gate. They run to come and greet us, as long as they're carrying a bag. Then, if we leave the front door open, because we live in a cottage, a small cottage, lovely, beautiful, small, but see trees everywhere. We leave the front door, where they don't see us, they come into the house, as if, where these people, where are they?
Wow.
So, but because we share similar interests, similar passions, it works, you know.
Because we'll soon bring him on set, so that we'll talk a bit more about how the marriage is going. Well, let me say this, let me ask you one more thing before he comes. So now, is there a difference? You've just married in October, this is December, so it's
just
like two months.
Yeah, just 2 months.
But is there a difference? You've gone for weddings, you know, since that time now. You've gone for family functions since that time now. Do people treat you differently now that you are married? Is there any difference from them and from you? Do you feel different when you go for events, and do they treat you different?
Ah, the difference now.